And welcome back, second hour of the program, Friday the 10th of May. Nice to have your company. Now, Peter Dutton tipped this yesterday. He's well informed, isn't he, the opposition leader? The government has successfully fended off a major legal challenge that would have seen up to 200 more immigration detainees released into the community. The High Court dismissed the claim by the bisexual, or self-claimed bisexual, Iranian man, given the pseudonym of ASF-17, who launched a bid for release from immigration detention earlier this year, claiming he was being unlawfully held. It's a legal sequel to last year's landmark High Court ruling outlawing indefinite detention that's so far seen 153 detainees freed. Now, what I'm trying to do this hour is get to the bottom of why the High Court ruled this one in favour of the government and the previous one in favour of the one person challenging it. In this case, the appeal attempted to resolve the question of whether someone who refuses to cooperate with moves to deport them to the country of origin can continue to be detained if their own actions are inhibiting the government's ability to remove them in the near future. The Commonwealth argued his ongoing detention is legal because the detainee could bring it to an end at any time by agreeing to meeting Iranian authorities for the necessary paperwork to return to Iran. His barrister told the court last month the government had never tried to resettle him anywhere else and that her client did not oppose being removed to a country other than Iran. Well, you've got to find a country that will take the bloke. So it's a big relief, I think, for the Albanese federal government. The government has successfully fended off the major legal challenge. Otherwise, if it had gone the other way, 200 people would have been into the community, and some of them, no doubt, with criminal histories as well, like the other 150-plus that have already gone into the community via that decision by the same High Court. And I'll try to find out today the difference between the decision taken then and the decision taken now. What were the legal arguments?